And then they will see the Son of Man, that's Christ, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Christ will come again in glory. First, it was private. The second time will be public with all might. And the whole world will adore him. That time, some say, is imminent. And we need protection, spiritual protection. Hence, we turn to Saint Joseph, asking his guidance, assistance. He did provide for the Holy Family. He's up there with the best. He's watching over these children making their first Holy Communion as they seek food for the journey, food for their soul, and embark on the highway of life home to heaven. We pray that he might protect them. I remind them, parents, it was this great day of Saint Joseph, at the end of his year, that they made their first Holy Communion. We need sustenance. Think of the Lord of the Rings, the Lembas bread that kept them going, made them strong amid adversity, difficulties, trials and tribulations. Many people today regard this as the big trial with the sanitary dictatorship we're living in. People are fearful now of a cashless society, 5G technology. The state will own you, control you, dictate terms to you. We can see it happening almost, can't we? Certain places in China, the state controls your spending, your buying, where you go, what you do, by giving you access or denying you access, depending on what you've written on Facebook or what you haven't written. So this global control mentality is very close, and thus people think perhaps we're coming to the end of time. Those times of distress, says the Bible, when the sun will be darkened. What's that? The moon will lose its brightness, perhaps a meteorite. The stars will come falling from heaven, satellites. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. Earthquakes? I know not. It's very, very cryptic, the language being used here. And at the end of the gospel, we hear that no one knows the day nor the hour. No one knows but God. And that's very true. We ought not to get caught up with doomsday predictions or the end of the world's about to happen. It will happen, but we don't know. So I'm going to give you 5 scriptural references, and you have to tick all these boxes before Christ returns and the end of the world happens. The first is that the Jews will convert. The Jews will convert. Christ came as their Messiah the first time. Many accepted him, but some did not. He won't come again in public until they all come on board and acknowledge who he is as Lord. That hasn't happened. Secondly, the gospel must be preached to all the world. And we're pretty close to that. There was a time when Africa hadn't heard the word of the missionary back in the 1700s, or go back to the 1500s. America still wasn't, South America, that is, a known continent. Or go back here. A couple of hundred years ago, they didn't even know this continent existed. So we can almost say the word's gotten out. Missionaries have gone far and wide, but I still wonder about Asia. Has all of China heard the gospel? And when we talk about the gospel spreading throughout the world, always separate Christendom from Christianity. Christendom is a culture built upon the Christian ethos. That's gone now in the Western world. We're watching that decay, if it hasn't already decayed. It doesn't mean Christianity will disappear. It just goes from one place to another. Proof of that is Northern Africa, which was once the hub of the Christian faith. That's where the Bible was approved. All the books of the Bible were approved at 2 church councils, at Carthage and Hippo, at the end of the 300s. Yet today, there's not one Christian church there. No one's there who's Christian. Islam came in and pushed them all out. So the faith has left that part of the world and gone elsewhere. And so we're seeing numbers decrease in the Western world, especially in Europe, but it's been picked up, the ball, you might say, of the faith, it's been picked up in Africa and other places. So although Christianity spreads and comes and goes, you might say, Christendom can come and go, and as a Western culture, it's gone. It doesn't mean it's the end. So the second point is the gospel must be preached far and wide, and we're kind of getting there. The third thing that will happen is calamities, natural calamities like tsunamis, earthquakes, that take the whole world. In other words, we haven't seen calamities of this nature. Now, we've seen terrible bushfires here, and a tsunami in Indonesia a few years ago, and there's been some terrible earthquakes in America, but we haven't seen perhaps global calamities, as will happen before Christ returns. So that is something not to look forward to, but to be wary of. And of course, we'll know about it very quickly with our global media. That's the third. The fourth is, what's the fourth? The fourth is the worldwide apostasy. Apostasy is a Greek word which means rejection. Rejection of what? The Christian faith. Now that's happening. More and more Australians are becoming secular, turning their back, not just on the Christian faith, but all religions. We're all in the same boat. It's just not popular today as it once was. And of course, that's becoming more and more common, and there's hostility out there towards any religion, and the state's pushing their agenda. So that's becoming more common as the decades pass. And this apostasy will be worldwide, global. No one will want to acknowledge a religion or even profess Christ. The church will still exist, but will, I think, go underground to a certain degree. It won't be public as it is now, and churches will close. Well, we've seen that with the pandemic, how easily they can close down our churches. So that's something that could come to pass. And of course, the last is the ugly one, the rise of the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist will be a person, he'll be a globalist, he'll be a secular humanist. He'll have tremendous power to solve world problems, but everything will be done in the name of humanity and nothing in the name of God. And he will have a reign. He'll be just feted by the world and famous for what he does and how he gets about and does things. And books have been written about the Antichrist. It's a very popular topic. And he will have that power. And then at the end of his reign, Christ will come. So they're the 5 points. The gospel must be preached, the Jews will convert, the apostasy in the church, natural calamities, and the reign of the Antichrist. Now wait, put this into one big historical context, and many people have thought this has come before. For example, Jerome, who translated the Bible from Greek and Hebrew into Latin, thought the end of the world was coming. He was at Bethlehem. People were invading, the faith was just not happening. He thought, this is the end. And of course, Augusta the Hippo, in his last book, thought as the Vandals were coming in to desecrate the churches and destroy his city, he thought, this is the end. Well, they were both wrong. At the Western Schism, they thought, this is the end. How can Christianity survive? This is just too much. And we thought, how can we go into a new era with all this devastation around us and confusion? And it wasn't the end. And in more recent times, the bloodiest 100 years of our human history was last century, the 1900s. World War I. Many thought, could we have another war like this? And we did. The Second World War. And of course, during that, people thought in Germany that Hitler was the Antichrist. And then decades later, in Russia, they thought Stalin was the Antichrist. And so in China, they thought Mao Zedong was the Antichrist. So there's kind of, you might say, these people have come and gone who have been tyrants in history, and people have made their judgment, this must be the end, and it wasn't. Why? Because we don't know the day nor the hour. Be prepared, don't lose heart, trust in God, and just get through each day is wise advice. Remember 1999, we thought, oh, how could we go into the year 2000? Something will happen to the computers, there'd be tsunamis. I know people who sold up on the coast and moved into the middle of Australia thinking it would be safer there. Well, they lost value in their house, but nothing happened. All those predictions came to naught. So bear that in mind. We are living in difficult times. There's been tremendous injustice out there, but never lose heart. God sees everything and will sort it one day, somehow, somewhere. He just asks us to trust him and get through each day by our perseverance in prayer and seeking his will, especially through the sacraments. Because at the end of the day, the Father himself only knows all these things and when they'll come to pass. We just have to do what we can with the time allotted to us by being thoughtful, kind, generous, keeping the commandments and practicing those glorious and important works of mercy, as did Saint Joseph.